Blog Talk Radio.
Generally, the Constitution is a charter of negative liberties, says what the states can't do to you, says what the federal government can't do to you, but it doesn't say what the federal government or the state government must do on your behalf.
Fast on a rough road, riding high.
You didn't build that.
Through the mountains climbing, twisting, turning, further from my home.
Shut up your mouth with Obama. Shut up your mouth with Obama.
Be young, like a new moon rising, fear.
I've got a pen.
Through the rain and lightning, wandering out into this great unknown.
Yes, we can.
And I don't want no one to cry, but tell them if I don't survive, I was born free.
I've got a pen.
I was born free.
And I've got a phone.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
Like the grandest canyon, wild. Like an untamed stallion. If you can't see my heart, you must be blind.
What difference at this point does it make?
You can knock me down and watch me bleed, but you can't keep no chains on me. I was born free.
I've got a pen.
Anti-government, anti-science, and anti-Obama. They have a trifecta.
I am your captain for this two-hour pleasure cruise, where we are dedicated to the fight and the preservation of freedom, regardless of the cost. Remember, shipmates, freedom ain't cheap, but we can afford it. It's tyranny that we cannot afford. All right, you want to be a part of the program today? You know the number, 646-716-79er. Got to get that niner in there. 79er, 78. Or you can join the captain's chat room. Now, I do apologize up front. I try to peek in there from time to time, but I never get a chance until the very end. So I'm going to try today. I'm going to give it that old college try. But these liberals, they get me sent off into Deep Space Nine, and I'm gone. So in any event, you know it as well as I do. As long as there's one stinking liberal on planet friggin' Earth, that is a very, very, very busy news day. Well, today is absolutely no exception. I don't know how much we're going to get through today, but we're going to do our best. And there's lots and lots and lots and lots and lots of very evil people out there that are just desperate to take away your freedom. So let's lift this jib and get this freedom ship underway. Okay, we are officially underway and headed out to sea. Bosun mate, shift colors. All right, let's get into the scuttlebutt of the day here today. God almighty. I mean, I mean, this stuff just doesn't stop. This Common Core, my God. My Lord in sweet blue heaven, man. Parents, wake the frig up. Wake up. This is the kind of crap that they're teaching your children. What are you doing, huh? Are you in the PTA meetings chewing their asses out, huh? Are you into the classrooms chewing out the administrators, huh? The principals, the superintendent, are you bothering these people? Why not? Why are you still sitting on that goddamn couch with a bag of Cheetos watching that frickin' stupid Kim Kardashian? What the hell is the matter with you? God damn it, people, wake up. This is what these people are teaching your kids. You're going to sit at home on the couch watching Kim Kardashian because you're too fat and lazy to get up there and actually take care of and find out what the hell is happening with your children. Well, if you don't care about the education of your child, why did you have your child? Huh? Think about it. You're not going to take care of your child and give them up to somebody who will. There's plenty of parents out there. Plenty of people out there that would just love to be a parent and love to take a child and raise them up because they can't have one on their own. Either the man can't have one or the female can't have one, either way. There's people out there that love children, love people, and they want to take care of them. And now we got all these people who obviously don't seem to care. Because if they did, we'd have a lot more outrage than what we got. It's getting bigger. I agree. And thank God that the outrage is growing. But the problem is it's nowhere near as what it should be. First of all, the outrage should have been at the very beginning, before it was implemented. Actually, it should have never been implemented, but that's a whole another can of worms. But once you parents found out that what the hell your teachers were teaching your kids, you should have been set yourself on fire. You should have ignited. There is no excuse for any of these teachers that teach this crap. None. And principals, administrators, and people that write this crap, and you parents, I'm sorry, but I'm going to put some blame on you. I got to. Look, you're the last defense here. If you are going to allow these schools to teach your kids this crap, you are not part of the problem, parents. You are the problem. So put down your bag of Cheetos, get your fat ass off that couch, turn off that stupid television, and get down to your frickin' school, will you please? Look at this. And I got all kinds of stuff in here today on this Comic Core. I don't have children, but I still have a right to talk about this, and I'll tell you why. Because I have to go out there, and I have to talk to these frickin' students. Every single day I got to talk to these kids. Yeah, that's right. I do talk to people. I do get off my ship once in a while and do actually communicate with human beings. I know it's hard to believe, but yeah, it's true. I do. And when I talk to anybody under the age of 30, my God, there is no conversation. I mean, it's ridiculous. You cannot have an intelligent conversation with anybody under 30 today. It's absolutely impossible. And now these kids that are growing up here now learning this Common Core crap, they're going to be your friggin' leader someday? Oh, for Christ's sakes, this country is in deep trouble. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Look, we can fix Obamas. We can fix the Nancy Pelosi's and the Harry Reid's and the Debbie Dum-Dum Wasserman Schultz's. We can fix these people by not voting them in. But you can't fix stupid. And when your child was manufactured, was trained, actually constructed, handcrafted to be a friggin' idiot, you can't fix that. That's almost impossible to fix. So you have to start young. You have to start now. Parents, you got to get down to your school and you got to get down there today. Find out what the hell your teachers are teaching your kids. Take an interest in your child's education, for Christ's sakes. God almighty, man. I'm sick and tired of having to read these frickin' stories every goddamn day. I'm sick of it. Enough is enough with this crap now. All right, here's another assignment of Common Core. And thank God we had an intelligent parent who wrote on the assignment and sent it back to the teacher. Thank God we do have actual intelligent people out there. We've got intelligent parents. We've got intelligent teachers. We've got good cops, and we've got good congressmen. But we don't get to see these people all that often because there's too many bad ones out there. This is a homework assignment for an 8-year-old. Eight. Imagine when you were eight. What was that, second grade? 8 years old. Eight. Think about that. 8 years old. What were you doing when you were 8 years old? Huh? Well, you were learning times tables. Well, I actually learned times tables in first grade, but my mom taught it to me. But that's a different story. But in eighth grade, you're learning things like, you know, times tables, and you're learning this and learning different things. You're not worried about whether mommy is cheating on daddy or daddy's cheating on mommy. You may have that, yes, but that's not appropriate. That's not appropriate lesson. Not appropriate curriculum for 8-year old in a school. For God's sakes, teachers, why would you even hand this out? Here it is. This is the question. Now remember, 8 years old. Eight, not 18, which I don't really think this is appropriate even for 18. This is stupid. This is just gibberish. It's irrelevant material. Why it's in here, God Almighty, who knows? But here is the question now. This was the question on a handout to an 8-year-old. 8 years old. Here it is. Ruby sat on the bed she shared with her husband holding a hair clip. Ruby sat on the bed she shared with her husband holding a hair clip. Why do you have to phrase it that way? A bed she shared with her husband. Why are you talking about that for 8 years old? I don't know. But it continues. This only gets worse. There was something mysterious and powerful about that cheaply manufactured neon clip that she was fondling in her newly suspicious palms. Cheaply manufactured neon clip. Why do you have to describe it that way? You're trying to turn, eight years old, first of all, you can't read some of these stupid words anyway. Suspicious, an 8-year old, I doubt very seriously, can read the word suspicious. And fondling, nice choice of words. She didn't recognize the hair clip. It was too big to be their daughter's, and Ruby was sure that it wasn't hers. She hadn't had friends over in weeks, but there was this hair clip. Little and green with a few long black hair strands caught in it. Ruby ran her fingers through her own blonde hair. She had just been vacuuming when she noticed this small bright green object under the bed. Now their life would never be the same. She would wait here until Mike returned home. Now, first of all, that story right there is completely inappropriate. Just absolutely inexcusable. That is inexcusable material for an 8-year-old. That's just inexcusable material for school. What the hell? This is stupid. You can find another story. You don't need this story. This is stupid. This is ridiculous. Now, here are the questions. Why is Ruby so affected by the hair clip? And then in the box, it says, what in the text supports your idea? I mean, what the hell are these? What possible lesson are they trying to teach these kids? I can't possibly think of anything. Why would you need to talk about this? I mean, comprehension, I remember we had comprehension tests all the time in school. You read something, you ask some questions, and you got to prove how you got the answer. So the teachers know that you were able to read and comprehend what the hell you were reading. Okay, fine. But the story, this is the problem. What are they trying to indoctrinate into these child's minds? Huh? What? That it's okay to cheat on your spouse? Or it's not okay to cheat on your spouse? And why would that even be a topic of discussion for 8 years old anyway? Why would it be a topic of discussion in school? Even in high school? What the hell? Why would you? No. That kind of stuff, first of all, that's personal. And people have to, they got to learn that on their own. You don't learn that, you don't talk about this kind of stuff in school. It's stupid. Especially 8 years old, for Christ's sakes, 8 years old? Eight. Next question. How has the hair clip affected Ruby's relationship? And then again, in the box, what in the text supports your idea? I read this over the weekend and was like, how did we get here? How the hell did America get to this level? How the hell did we get here? Well, I'll tell you, we fell asleep. Well, now we're awake, and now we got a lot of work to do, which means we can no longer sit on that couch and watch Kim Kardashian anymore. I'm sorry. Cheetos suck anyway. I don't even like them. But you're going to have to get rid of them. You're getting too fat anyway. Here's a third question now. From where did the hair clip most likely come from? The store? Or the whore? What are you trying to ask these kids? What the hell's the matter with you people? And then again, of course, in the box, what in the text supports your idea? I mean, what are they trying to indoctrinate into these kids' minds? And again, you don't have to have a child to be upset at this. Because we all do talk to kids. We talk to people. People talk to people. And when you talk to anybody under 30 today, they're idiots. It's impossible to have a conversation with these people. And now what they're doing to these kids, well, eventually they're going to turn 30. They're going to turn 40s and 50s and 60s, and they're going to be leaders of the country. Well, there's not going to be a republic if we're going to have students like this. If this is what we're going to be teaching our students, we will not have a republic. I don't know who's going to take us over. China, Russia, Christ Almighty, Liechtenstein could take us over now. I don't even think they got an army. They might have a Boy Scout troop. I mean, my God. Why would a teacher think that this is appropriate material, first of all? And thank God for the parent. She writes on there big letters, right on there. Scratches it out, puts a big, huge, giant X over the assignment, and writes in there, inappropriate, 2 exclamation points. I'm not explaining to an 8-year-old. Well, good for you, parent. Good for you. A whole bunch more parents need to be exactly like you. You should have actually done this in person, though. I got to be honest. Instead of writing it on there, no. You need to show your frustration. And let's get into this right now, because there's a big difference between, see, liberals, when they hear people like me, and yeah, I do get fired up, and I get fired up real quick. The liberals have as soon as you raise your voice and as soon as you have any kind of passion whatsoever, immediately, they've got to discredit you as anger. It's anger. Anger is mean. Anger is hate. What I have is frustration. There's a big difference between anger and frustration. Anger is mean. Anger is hate. Frustration, that's not anger. That's not hate. That's not mean. That means we're just sick and tired of having to put up with nonsense. And yeah, we're going to be a little loud. You don't like it? Well, change. Fix yourself, and you won't hear us anymore. How about that? Oh, no, we can't do that because we're perfect. We're right. We believe in peace and love and unicorns and rainbows for everybody. The only buddy that hates that I see is coming more from the left than coming from the right. It's not hate. I don't have hate. If I had hate, you'd all be dead. Because I would kill you. Because that's what hate is. That's anger. It's not frustration. There's a big difference. Parents, you need to get down there to your school. Start chewing some asses out. My God. All right, we've got a lot to do today, so let's open up my treasure chest here, see if we can plunder any booty. Oh, God, look at this, right on top. Unfreaking believable. God, we've got so much of this Obamacare crap today. I don't even know why I even want to talk about it. I mean, look, you knew that they were going to get their number. You knew that was going to happen. You knew that they were somehow, some way, it was going to come up that they were going to reach their number. They didn't reach their number. And I've got proof that they didn't reach their number. They haven't reached their number. They might have had 6 million people or 7 million people, whatever number they pulled out of their ass this morning. I don't know. But whatever number it is, it's not a real number. You know it's not a real number. They know it's not a real number. But here they are lying to you, and you accept it. Why? Well, because they told me they're president. This is the administration. This is the government. The government doesn't lie. Only Republicans lie. Don't you know? Didn't you get the handbook? The liberal handbook? You didn't get that? All right. I'll send you a tweet. How about that? Tweet. Oh, God. We got more of those stupid tweets today, which I'm really not interested in. Can stop with the tweets? Can we stop with the Twitters and the goddamn emails and all this crap? Can we learn to talk to people face to frickin' face? Do we got to tweet everything? I'm sick of these little Twitter tats and all these. I mean, the Facebooks and all that. Stop it. My God in heaven, what's going to happen now since Barack Obama gave the keys to the internet to Putin? What's going to happen now when the internet is shut down? How the hell are you people going to communicate? Well, I can't send a tweet. Oh, no. I can't find out what Kim Kardashian's doing. What am I going to do? Well, you're going to have to actually have a conversation with another human. But see, you don't know how to have a conversation with a human because you've been a manufactured idiot your entire life. You don't know how to speak. You're an idiot. But you can send a tweet. Gotta get them tweets in there. Tweet, tweet, tweet. So we got a lot of this stupid Obamacare to cover today. I still had a lot more Common Core to cover. But, you know, look. All right. Let's get moving on. If we got more time, we'll cover this stupid Common Core. You know it. Parents, just pay attention to what the hell your teachers are teaching your kids. And, yeah, it is okay to chew a teacher's ass out. It's okay to chew the principal's ass out. It's okay to chew the superintendent's ass out. It's okay to chew the governor's ass out. Which, by the way, speaking of governors, I tried to move on, but no. As soon as I think I'm out, they pull me back in. This is about the governors. This is why we now have Common Core. You remember that stimulus package a few years ago? Yeah, you remember that. All them shovel-ready jobs. Damn near $1 trillion pumped into the economy. No, it was $1 trillion taken out of the economy and put into the hands of campaign donors and union bosses. It did not go to the American people. That's criminal right there. That is grounds for dismissal, right there. That is grounds for impeachment, just on that. And you know how I feel about this president and what he has done to the preamble of this Constitution, which is grounds for impeachment right there. But with that stimulus, I mean, just one of all the violations that this administration has committed on this country, just one by themselves, Benghazi, Fast and Furious, IRS, stimulus packages, Obamacare, executive orders, any one of these just by themselves is enough to impeach this president. And yeah, I do say impeach. I'm one of these people. I'm not afraid to speak the goddamn truth. I'm sick and tired of people sugarcoating everything. Why do we want to sugarcoat it? Huh? Because you don't like the truth? It hurts? Does it, sweetie? The truth hurts you, huh? Well, you know what? The truth doesn't hurt. The truth is just simply the truth. If the truth hurts you, that means it has exposed you or proved you wrong, tapped into your little ego. Other than that, no, the truth does not hurt. How can the truth possibly hurt? Think about that for a moment. Think about that for a moment. How the hell can the truth hurt unless it exposes you or proves you wrong? How can the truth hurt? It doesn't. It doesn't. So here's the truth. With this stimulus package, this is how it was put in. This is how they got Common Core, which is all part of Agenda 21. It's all this stuff is all the same. Yeah, they are fundamentally transforming this country. I wouldn't call it transformation. I got a few other words that I would rather not say over these airwaves. But you get the goddamn idea. But this is how Common Core got implemented into our way of life, which is threatening our way of life, by the way. When your children are idiots, that's threatening your way of life. I'm sorry, but it is. There's no accountability anymore. Nobody has to be responsible. They can do whatever they want. No problem. I don't have to be held responsible for anything. Well, you know what? This stuff is gonna explode in your face one day. It's all gonna come at you. And you're gonna get hit, and you're gonna get hit hard. Every one of you liberals under 30 years old, you are due for a very, very rude awakening. I just hope to God I'm there to see it. And you know what? Guess who's not going to lift a finger to help you? That's right, me. I flat refuse to help you. I will sit there and watch you. I will watch you fall. Anyway, getting back to the stimulus package on how we got Common Core. There were a lot of cash-strapped states in the United States. And this president, he knew it, and they prayed, not putting your hands together and talking to the Almighty. Pray, as in a lion. Pray, P-R-E-Y, pray. They prayed on these states. And these states were naive, gullible, and obtuse enough. Actually, they were a little bit more than that. They were greedy, is what they were. All they saw was the dollar signs. That's all they saw. They didn't see where that money was coming from. Did you, governors? Huh? Did you see where that money was coming from? No, you didn't. All you saw was money. Money, 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 money. Gimme, 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 gimme. Well, that money has to come from somewhere. It came out of the country's economy. That's where this stuff comes from, people. It doesn't come there. There isn't just some government bank where the government just goes out there and just starts taking as much money as they want and distributing it. It comes from you. Every time you get your ass up and go to work, that money's coming from you. You're working for it. And you're just giving it to the government, and they're just handing it out to all their little friends. They don't care where it goes, and it's blown, it's gone. Doesn't exist. Where is it? Where is that $1 trillion that we spent on this stimulus package, huh? Well, those green companies, you know, like Solyndra, and there was a whole bunch of them, they got a bunch of multi-million-dollar bonus checks for bankrupting a company that had no business even conducting business. They weren't in business to conduct business. They were in business to get a check back. See, they gave money to Obama's campaign. Oh, you didn't know that? A campaign donation. You didn't know? What? You didn't know that a campaign donation was a monetary investment? You didn't know that? Man, you got to get up with the times. It's not like it used to be, where a campaign donation was a gift, and you didn't get anything in return, but a chance for your candidate to actually win the race. But not anymore. Oh, no, no, no. You give a campaign donation, and if the person wins, well, you got to get paid back. Yeah, that money isn't going to you just for free now. You got to not only pay me back, but you got to pay me back with interest. And that's what he did with the stimulus package. Your money. He paid his campaign donors back with your money. Tell me how that is not theft. Huh? How is that not theft? You damn Skippy, it's theft. Not only should he be impeached, but he should be in jail, especially what he did with Benghazi. That's murder. Four of them. Four murders. Four. Fast and Furious was one. Yeah, I know. It's only one murder, and I know Benghazi was only four. Nah, there's not very many. It's only four. Plus, in Benghazi, I'm Lark. Look, it was a dangerous area. They knew it. They knew the risks. Hey, these people bought their tickets. They knew what they were getting into. I mean, why are we still complaining about this? Besides, Benghazi was such a long time ago. I mean, you have these phony scandals. Keep bringing them up. Oh, you people on the right, can you just stop, please? You keep bringing up on these old phony scandals, Fast and Furious. Let it go, man. Let it go. It's over. Move on. No, I'm not going to move on. Not until there's people in jail for what they did with Benghazi. No, 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 that's treason. Look, if you allow the enemy to attack or allow the enemy to continue their attack, that is treason. I don't care what the Constitution says, and I know you need all kinds of things to prove treason. And there's reasons for it, and I understand it, and I agree with it. I totally agree with it. However, it does not change the fact that if you allow the enemy to attack your citizens, your country, or you allow them to continue their attack, that is treason. I don't give a damn what it says, and no stupid book, no stupid constitution, no stupid anything. I don't care if it's written on the wall. I don't care if it's written in stone. It's treason, and that's just it, period. You do not allow the enemy to attack you unless you want the enemy to attack. Is that what you wanted, Mr. Satoru? Huh? What, you didn't like the ambassador, so you wanted to bump him off? Is that it? Huh? Criticize you? Send out a critical tweet? Is that what happened? Or did that 400 surface-air missiles armed deal that you were trying to do with the Syrian rebels, you know, the Al-Qaeda, somehow, some way, that deal went bad, and that's what happened here. But we couldn't send people to go save these people. Now, look, I do know for a goddamn fact that when our boys go down, we send troops. We send people, because I've had to do it myself. We didn't wait. Well, it's not enough time. Look, come on. Come on. It's taco night at the base. Kim Kardashian's on. The boys are tired. They've been working all day. Come on. Plus, by the time we get there, the fighting's going to be over. They're all going to be dead anyway. So what the hell's the point? We'll just wait for a couple of weeks and let CNN go in there and rummage it, and then we'll be all right. We can get Susan Rice to go out there and give a bogus explanation of what happened and to all the Sunday morning puke shows. We'll be all right. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. We'll win the election. We've got enough illegal aliens in this country to vote 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 10 times. We're going to be all right. We don't need to worry about this. Well, yeah, you do. Because this ain't over. This ain't over. There is no limit of, what do they call that? Limit of statutations or whatever the hell that stupid word is. I can't even think right now. I'm so incensed. I am. I'm pissed right now, and I'm going to stay pissed. And now I'm cussing like a frickin' madman. Well, that's what these people do to me. I'm sorry, Benghazi's not over with. And don't give me this crap. It was a long time ago, and don't even think about giving me it's a phony scandal. I don't want to hear that crap. It's not a phony scandal. The ambassador was raped, cattle prodded, tortured, and then murdered. Is that a phony scandal? Yeah, I know. It was only 4 lives. I know. It wasn't like it was a whole bunch, but 4 lives is still 4 lives. 1 life with Fast and Furious. That's all it takes is 1 life. All it takes is 1. And there was no excuse for that Fast and Furious. How the hell could any attorney general do something like this to give weapons, or not give them, but allow weapons to go into the hands of Mexican drug cartels? Now, you know who these people are. Go into the hands of Mexican drug cartels. Take them across the border into Mexico and start killing people. And that's what they do. That's what Mexican drug cartels do. They do 2 things. That's the only thing that they do. They sell drugs and they kill people. That's it. That's all you do. You sell drugs and you kill people. So we're going to give these weapons to these people, thousands of them. And there's still thousands of them that have never been found and never will be found. God only knows how many people have actually been murdered by these guns. Why the attorney general was not thrown in jail for that, I don't know. But it tells me that this president, because he did not fire that attorney general. Look, anybody who was in any kind of management situation would have something like this come across their desk. I don't care how good of a friend this guy is to you. I'd fire my own mother if she did something this stupid. I wouldn't give a damn. Sorry, Mom. You're out. I love you, but you're out. You don't allow the Mexican drug cartels to get weapons, smuggle them across the border into Mexico. Why Mexico wasn't so upset? Well, I think we all know that a very large population of the Mexican government is connected with cartels. Meanwhile, back at the ranch, let's get back to this Common Core. This is how Common Core got implemented in to our way of life. Bribery. Government said, oh, you got cash strapped, and oh, you want money for education, do you now? Okay, sign here. Yeah, but what am I signing for? Well, we haven't written it yet. We don't know yet, but sign here and you'll get the money. You don't sign, you don't get the money. Well, there were 5 states that told the Obama administration to go screw themselves. There should have been 50, not 5, but 50. And now, the majority of these states now are finding out, whoa, wait a minute, we signed up for all this free money thinking we were going to get such a good deal, and we found out that it's not. Yeah, that's what happens when you buy something sight unseen. Well, you governors deserve this. The American people do not. All right. Move on. A reporter detained by Capitol Hill police for trying to ask the EPA chief a question. Well, you can't do that now. Have you seen this woman, this McCarthy chick, this EPA Nazi? Yeah, I'm going to call her a Nazi. You got a problem with it? You're going to act like a Nazi? I'm going to call you a Nazi. Jesus, God Almighty, don't ask these people any questions. Well, why? Well, because you're going to force them to give an answer. Then you're going to force them to tell the truth, and they can't do that. Don't you know we're trying to screw you? Don't you know that? Just sit over there and shut up. Bend over and let us screw you. You can keep your mouth shut while we do it, okay? My God, quit being such a baby. Take your screwing like a man and shut up. Wrong. I'm not taking any more screwings from any of you people. I'm going to start screwing you. Oh, look at this. We got a good story to tell here today. We got an intelligent story to tell here today. God Almighty, I wish this man was right here right now. I'd give the son of a bitch a hug and a kiss. I might even use my tongue and everything. Kobe Bryant proves that he is most definitely a man who actually can think for himself. Good for you, Kobe Bryant. We're going to get into that today, if I can ever shut up. But if you've heard about what Kobe Bryant said, well, good for him. I hate basketball. I don't like basketball at all. Not a fan. I never really was a big Kobe Bryant fan. I know who he is because he was in the news when he cheated on his wife and bought her this big, giant, multi-carat ring. And then they ended up getting a divorce anyway. Maybe she found a hair clip on her bed. Oh, my God. You don't talk about stuff like that for 8 years old. But anyway, we're going to get into Kobe Bryant, what he said. And good for him. And I think a lot of people need to take a look at what Kobe Bryant said. And again, I'm not a basketball fan. I mean, look, basketball is fun to play, you know, a pickup game in the park or your driveway, whatever. But watching it, nah, I can't do it. My mother's a huge basketball fan. Loves it. Brother's big on it. I just don't like it. I never really was a big Kobe Bryant fan, not because I didn't like him, but because I didn't hardly know anything about him. I can't put the son of a bitch down if I don't know anything about him, but right now I know a little bit about him, and I can give him a compliment, and he deserves one. And a lot of people need to take a look at what the hell this guy said. We'll get into it later. Let's get going here. Obama releases tens of thousands of illegal alien criminals. Well, of course. He needs more voters. Jesus, God, don't you people know this? Come on. Wake up. Question. Here's one. Is Obama an anti-Semite? Well, if I could ever shut up, we will discuss it and find out. Obama charged with criminal terror charges in Egypt. Whoa. That's an interesting story. I seen that over the weekend. Whoa. Hopefully we got time to get into that one. Well, when this Morsi goes on trial, or Mercy or Morsi or whatever, however you pronounce it, I've heard his name pronounced so many different ways, it doesn't really matter. You know who he is. He's a Muslim Brotherhood president that got ousted. Thank God. I mean, Egypt. If it wasn't for Egypt's military. Now, I know Egypt is still there. They still got Al-Qaeda, but there's a lot of people in there. There's a lot of that over there. The Muslim religion will do that to people. It's just the way it is. But at least Egypt is trying this Muslim Brotherhood, and I hope they succeed, and we should support them. We should continue to support them, because if Egypt goes, then it's just trickle down, man. Boom, 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 boom. Planned Parenthood, look at this now, is going to give old fancy Nancy Pelosi the Margaret Sanger Award. Why? Because she promoted abortion? All of her hard work of promoting abortion? Is that why you're going to give her an award? Well, congratulations, Nancy. Job well done. You deserve it, kid. All right. I need a shot of grog here. I'm actually in a pretty good mood today. It's snowing like crazy. My God, it started raining. And I was like, it was kind of loud. And I was like, damn. And it was dark when I got up this morning. Then I go out there and I look and I go, I don't know if that's rain. It looks like a little bit of hail. And then 2 seconds later, these giant, huge snowflakes. And now the ground is covered. The snow just stopped. It's still got little flakes coming down. But everything is covered. It came out of nowhere. Nobody expected this. I didn't expect this, but I love it. I love the snow. It's pretty. It's peaceful. It's calm, which is what I need right now. Calm and peace. All right. The Obama administration announced on Thursday that the Obamacare, which we can't call it Obamacare now, CARE Act, is affordable. 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 Remember Nancy Pelosi? Oh, it's affordable. Affordable. Say it with me. Oh, affordable. 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 They think that if they keep saying the same thing over and over again, eventually you're just going to believe it. Repetition overrides reasoning. However, it doesn't. See, people who are intelligent are able to tell what you're doing, Ms. Pelosi. And they know you're full of it. Well, you knew they were going to hit their mark. They were going to get the number that they wanted. We got 50 million people who don't have insurance, so they built a website for 3 years. It still isn't completely built yet. Still doesn't really work. But they only want to handle 7 million. And the 90% of those people are people who already have insurance. So who did you help? How is this helping people? We still have what? We still have 49. We don't even have a million people that didn't have insurance. We still have the 50 million people who didn't have insurance still don't have insurance. And then you couple that with the 91.5 million people who don't have a friggin' job, you do the goddamn math. We're going to sit here and believe that this is grounds to start popping champagne? Huh? This is something to celebrate? We lied and said we've got 7 million people when we don't? And we still have 50 million people who didn't have insurance, still don't have insurance? This is something to celebrate? Because you can manipulate the numbers and just go out there and pick a number out of your ass and say it? This is something to celebrate. Really? How many people out there actually believe you? Well, unfortunately, there might be more than what you think. And that's a tragedy. It was at first a comedy, but no. It's no longer a comedy. It's a tragedy. A very dangerous, very expensive tragedy. And when I mean expensive, I'm not talking monetary expensive, even though it is monetary expensive. But when you lose the quality of life and your way of life and your actual life, that's expensive. That's the kind of expense that I'm talking about. Not your goddamn pocketbook, even though your pocketbook, what pocketbook? What pocketbook? Why have a pocketbook when there's nothing to put in it? Why have a wallet? You got nothing to put in there. Except for maybe a couple of pictures. So what's the point? It says now that more than 6 million Americans have signed up for the coverage. Well, you knew they were going to come up with that number. We all knew they were going to come up with that number. This isn't news. And this is so phony and disingenuous. And why did we allow them to get away with it? We've got a flat. We got a media that is just pathetic. They're not going to fight. They're cowards. The shame stream media. That's who they are. They're shame. And don't give me this. I'm sick and tired of hearing all these reporters talk about, well, I didn't do that. Oh, I go out there and I'm a hard-hitting, in-depth reporter. Really? If you're that hard-hitting and that in-depth of a reporter, how come we still don't have any information on Benghazi? Why aren't you after these people every single day? Why aren't you busting that that Jay Chili Con Carney's ass every single day? You should be busting his nuggets every single day. Every single question should be Benghazi, Fast and Furious, IRS, stimulus. Every single day. Inundate him with that. Every day. But do they know? Well, we've got to move on. That phony scandal has been exhausted. No, it hasn't been exhausted. We still have 4 dead Americans. We still have 1 dead American from Fast and Furious that we know of. How many Mexicans died from Fast and Furious? Well, we'll never know. We don't got a responsible media enough who actually has enough bravado to go out there and find the frig out. Shame, shame, shame. The initial goal of 7 million enrollees was revised downward by the Congressional Budget Office. Of course it is. Why is it 7 million? I still have yet to figure that out. Don't you remember when Obama was out there running for office in 2007 and 2008 and 2009 and 10 and 11 and 12, and he's still running for office? Maybe he knows something that we don't. Is there a third term in line for this man? Or is he just going to executive order himself king? Well, he's the only one who can handle the situation right now. He's brilliant. He's a constitutional scholar. Have you ever heard the guy talk about the Constitution? He doesn't know the Constitution. And he wasn't a scholar. The information that I got, he was a guest speaker that rarely showed up. And if you've ever heard him talk about the Constitution, it's laughable. It's pathetic. It's embarrassing. He should be embarrassed, but he's not. He's proud of it. I don't know how it is to be proud to be stupid. When I do something stupid, I'm not proud of that. I mean, when you do something stupid, and look, you're a human being. You can't help but do something stupid. Even the smartest person on planet Earth does something stupid. It's just the way it is. Look, I didn't invent the stupid human being. I just know how the bastards work. And if you're a human being, you are going to do something stupid. You don't feel proud when you do something stupid. Don't you feel embarrassed? Don't you feel, you know, like upset and bummed? And you got it in your mind. You got to keep going over and over and over again. How did I go wrong? Where did I go wrong? What can I do to fix it? Am I the only one who does that? I don't think so. I find that hard to believe. But here is where all of the ambiguity begins. The story goes on to say, the administration has yet to announce how many enrollees have actually paid for their first month's premium. That's big no. Or maybe they do know. Or maybe it's none. These people might have paid. But maybe the insurance company didn't get the information because, see, that part, as far as I know, now I could be wrong. And if I'm wrong, I'm wrong. So what? It's not a big deal to admit that you're wrong. Here's what happens when you admit you're wrong. Well, you learn the truth, and then now you're no longer wrong. So when you're wrong, you end up being right because you learn. Yeah, I know, that L word, I know. Here, I got to put a penny in the cuss jar. I should put a quarter in there, but Obama took the other 24 cents, so all I got left is a friggin' penny. Some independent estimates say that as many as 10% to 20% have not paid. I think it's a lot higher than that, but which would bring the real enrollment number down to 5 million. Of the 3.3 million people, and these numbers are so arbitrary, every time you read a different news article, the numbers are completely different. So who's giving out these numbers? Are reporters making them up? Or is government officials making them up? Is the website itself making them up? Maybe I should just make up some numbers. Why don't I do that? I can make up a whole lot of things. I'm a writer. I do make up a lot of stuff. That's what writers do, especially when they write fiction. They make things up. And I'm good at it. But I'm also able to understand the difference between things that are made up and things that aren't made up. I can go back and forth. I can go into Dreamville. But I do come back to reality. You can't live in Dreamville. You can only dream in Dreamville, but you have to live in reality. Well, if it looks good, sounds good, and smells good, well, then, goddamn it is good. Well, no, it's not. Let me give you a perfect example. Let's say you meet this woman. Or if you're a lady out there, you meet this man, and he's a stud muffin. I mean, he's got muscles in his turds. Most handsome man you ever seen. Or if you're a guy, you see the most beautiful woman you ever seen in your life. Perfect body. I mean, she's got all the right curves and all the right places. You guys have a couple of drinks. You go home. You get a little romantic. Turn on the music. Bada boom, bada bing, hey ho, ho, hee ha. Wake up the next morning, you're like, oh my Lord, that was the best loving I've ever had in my entire damn life. I could die right now and I would die happy. Well, then you go home, you never see her again, and all of a sudden, boom, you start feeling a little sick. You go to the doctor, he says, well, you got AIDS. Yeah, that beautiful woman, that beautiful man. Those beautiful creatures, you had the most wonderful loving you've ever had in your life. It wasn't so good, was it? You see, what looks on the outside isn't what it looks like on the inside. All they see is that sweet cream on top, flat refusing to scrape that off and check out that sour milk underneath. And then when they do get that sour milk, well, then they've got to blame somebody. They can't blame themselves. So, of course, people on the right, we get the blame for it. The White House counts Medicaid enrollees into its numbers. Of course they do. They're going to count anything. Let's see. More safe report of Medicaid rolling. Da 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 ba ba ba. So when the team of Obama congratulates itself. Ba 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 ba. On and on and on and on and on and on and on. It's just a big giant mixed bag of convoluted mush. Everything contradicts everything. The bill itself contradicts itself. Obama contradicts himself. In the same freaking sentence. How do you do that? Well, they do, and they can get away with it. Because they believe in peace and love. They love unicorns. Oh, rainbows. Oh, we love. We just believe in peace. Oh, we just want everybody to be happy. We don't want anybody sad. No, we don't like sad people. So we'll just rewrite history and make it happy.
Well, these are some desperate times for these people. And they are doing desperate measures. And now they have this Valerie Jarrett, which, I mean, I just, oh, God. I mean, this woman, I mean, just her name gives me a goddamn ulcer. Just hearing that name. I swear to God, I'm going to have a stroke with these people. I swear to God. I can't let these people get to me like this, but I can't help it. I'm passionate, man. Freedom is important to me. It's important to my neighbors. It's important to my friends and my family. What would be the point if I'm the only one free? What would be the point? I don't want just me free. I want everybody free. I want everybody around me free. I don't want just me. I don't want just my neighbors free. I don't want just my family free. I don't want just my friends free. I want everybody free. So when I see this kind of stuff, yeah. I do get a little uppity. And I'm going to remain uppity. And no, I am not about to leave Benghazi, Fast and Furious, and the IRS and the stimulus packages alone. I am not about to forget about them. I can't believe that this administration would even say, well, I'll call it a phony scandal. I wonder how those parents of those victims felt. I wonder how they felt when they heard the president, an old, what's his name, Carney, Hillary Clinton, and all the other liberals out there that get on their little MSNBCs and CNNs, their little interviews, that Debbie Dum-Dum Wasserman Schultz, which, good God, sweetheart, please, you got to stop. All right, first of all, looking at you just, it drives me insane. I can't sit there and look at you, and you go through all of these commotions and twitches. I mean, can you take medication for that? Because I can't look at you. I can't take you serious when you're blinking your eyes and moving your mouth and sucking up your spit. I mean, it's like you're going to all these, like, fits. I can't look at you. I can't take that seriously. Go get some medication or something. Or better yet, just stop talking and start listening so you can learn what the hell it is that you're actually talking about before you talk about it. That might help. But, I mean, that's, you know, that's asking for a lot. I know. I'm a hater. What do you expect from me? Huh? So this dingbat, this Valerie Jarrett, which, good God, sweet blue heaven, what the hell is... I mean, this woman is bad news, man. But now she's out there, and she goes on to this stupid television program in California. She's in California, first of all. When you've seen the video, and I'm sure a lot of you out there, you did see the video. She's got on this outfit. I don't know if you're going to go on television and you're going to go out there and promote Obamacare. Well, not Obamacare anymore. The Affordable Care Act. Affordable. Affordable. It's affordable. No, it's not affordable. But you're going to go on there. And she's got these shorts and her ugly legs and they're fat. And it looked like there was hair on them. I don't know. Maybe it was my screen, but it looked like she could have used a good shave. But the fat, ugly legs that you don't need to see, the outfit she was wearing, obviously she doesn't take it seriously because she would have had a more appropriate attire if she wanted people to take her seriously. And then she's got one of the hosts sitting there with his legs crossed on a chair, looking completely unprofessional, talking like a complete buffoon, an idiot, a babbling idiot. And then you got the other chick there who just looked lost. She didn't really say much. But they're desperate. They're trying to do anything and everything that they can to get people to sign up for Obamacare. Now, here, if they actually did reach their numbers, their actual, physical, real numbers, why would they still be going out there promoting it? If you reached your goal, why would you want to continue trying to get your goal? You already reached your goal. That's it, right? I mean, you could do some maintenance, you know, advertisements here and there to, you know, maybe there's a few stragglers out there, but you don't need to, you know, go full bore once you've already won, right? I mean, you play a sport and you win the game. You don't play an extra quarter just to beat the living piss out of them. You won the game. The game's over. Am I right? Or am I completely missing it? Ah. So the name of this stupid program is called PopSugar.com. It's called Take That. Well, take this. I mean, my God in heaven, man. How do you expect people to take you seriously, Ms. Jarrett? I mean, forget about the fact, the way you look, because you're hideous. But that's my opinion. And I'm hideous, too. So, sweetheart, we're both in the same camp. All right? So it's really not that big of a deal, but it's what you say that's even more hideous. What you say is actually, that's what's ugly. What you have on the inside, sweetheart, that's where your ugliness is. And you are one ugly woman, Miss Jarrett. Forget about what you look on the outside. I don't look at people on the outside. I can give a damn what they look like. You can look like a freaking Sasquatch for all I care. It's what you have on the inside. That's your ugliness. That's either your prettiness or your ugliness. And you are one ugly woman inside, sweetheart. You are fugly. And I mean fugly. You are a creep. All of you. Every single one of these people in this administration is one big giant creep. And those people that allow these creeps to be creepy, you're even a bigger creep for allowing these people to be creeps. That's your fault. We need to stop being creeps. We need to start doing what is right. We know what is right. All this stuff is political. This isn't about getting people insured. This has nothing to do with getting people insured, because if this was about getting people insured, those 50 million people would be insured, period. Conversation just ended. This is all political. Gay marriage is political. Has nothing to do with people want to marry whoever they want to marry. Personally, I don't really give a damn who you marry. I don't care who you have sex with. I don't care. I'm not in bed with you, so I don't really give a damn what you do in your own bed. I don't care what you do in the confines of your own stupid home. Why should I worry about what you do? I got too much to worry about what the hell I'm doing. Now I got to worry about you? Nobody cares, okay? Nobody cares. They only bring this up. It's for political. That's all it is. It's to drum up votes so they can beat the Republicans. That's all this stuff is. Climate change, it's not about climate change. It's politics. It's about to beat the Republicans, to get them to admit that something doesn't exist. Well, it doesn't. And there's proof out there, because I know the proof. I've studied the science, not only in college, but in the Navy. And I used it in the Navy. And I've continued my studies. So when I hear these people, and not only that, every single one of these models, and we heard these models since the 80s, all these models of all these horrible and just catastrophic events that are going to occur, they never occur. Why? Because it's bogus. Al Gore, in 2014, said that all the polar caps, the polar ice caps, be gone. Nothing left. Well, those polar ice caps were bigger than they have been in many, many, many decades. So what happened to your little model there, Al Gore, huh? Looks like you're going to have to take a few more trips around the world, producing some more carbon footprints if you want to get those ice caps to melt. It's okay for him to have more electricity in one of his homes than most people spend in a city. He's got a big old jumbo jet. It's okay for him to have a jumbo jet, but not them Koch brothers. Them oil magnets. That's right. They're into oil. Damn near every product you buy today comes from oil. That's right, ladies. That's right, all you liberal ladies out there that glob all that hand lotion all over yourselves, that comes from oil. And the container that it's purchased in comes from oil. Your nylons, your rayon, your makeup. A lot of your makeup, a lot of lipstick comes from oil. The bottoms of your shoes come from oil. Damn near your whole car is made from oil. There's no rubber anymore. I don't think we've used real rubber since, what, 30s, 40s? Always been synthetic for a long time. Exactly what year it is, I don't know. It doesn't matter. So anyway, let's get it back to this, because we still have a whole lot to talk about today. This is your president's chief advisor on what her plan is to get anybody and everybody in on this Obamacare. Well, they're getting more people to promote Obamacare than they are getting people to actually sign up for Obamacare. And now they got that stupid Rachel Ray, which I've never liked her show. And I love cooking shows because I cook. Me and my brother, we swap recipes all the time. I watch craft shows. I watch this stuff. I do this stuff. And I love cooking. I experiment all the time. I don't use recipes. If you're going to use a recipe, don't even bother getting into the kitchen. Just get out. Get the hell out of here. That's not cooking. You don't cook with a recipe. A recipe? No, no, no. You don't cook with a recipe. Get the hell out of here. But her show sucks. Her stuff sucks. She sucks. I don't buy... I don't like cute, bubbly girls. I don't like that bubbly crap. Don't be bubbly. It's not impressive. All right? Cute and bubbly. Cute and bubbly if you're like 8, 10 years old, maybe. But when you're an adult, act like a woman, for Christ's sakes. Could you please? And stop with the cute and bubblies. Could you please? Could you do that, ladies? Just do that, okay? It's a turn-off. It's not a turn-on. Just to let you know. And I'm sure it's probably the same with a man or with a woman. They don't like to see a dingbat man, do they? You ladies, you like seeing ditzy men? Huh? No, of course not. And men don't like seeing dumb, ditzy women. Unless they're drunk at a bar and they just want to take them home and ravish the hell out of them and then throw them in the ditch and leave them for dead. The hell they care. They don't care. They just want to get their rocks off. They don't want to have an actual relationship with them. Let me tell you something, ladies. Men don't like that bubbly crap. That dumb blonde routine. I hate that dumb blonde routine, too. God almighty. And being in the theater, I've had to put up with a lot of them. Oh, Jesus, God almighty, in sweet blue heaven, oh, my God, I can tell you the stories. I don't like dumb people, period. I don't care if you're blonde, redhead, dark-haired, no-haired, man, woman, child, or beast. If you're dumb, I don't like you, and I don't have any patience or tolerance for you. Go away. But now Valerie's out there in Hollywood trying to get the script writers to indoctrinate into their scripts. Or actually to indoctrinate you. They want to implement this crap into their scripts. So when you're watching the Kim Kardashian show and you see Kim sign up for Obamacare, that's going to get you, Mom, look, Kim Kardashian signed up for Obamacare. Oh, I've got to sign up. I've got to sign up for Obamacare. Look, if you're going to watch, let me tell you something. Television is not reality. Okay? It's not. When I'm working on a video, I'm working on a film, and I'm working on a film this summer, one of my own projects. It's about domestic violence. It's very serious, very, very dramatic. And I did a lot of research when I did this, a lot of it. And you can see the clips on YouTube if you want to. The Unmitigated Consequence. And I produced it in New York City. It was a good success. It's a good play. I'm trying to make it into a movie. I don't have any money, but I'm going to try to do everything I can to raise money to get it. I'm going to find a way to do it. I don't know how, but I've got to do it. This story is too important. But when I'm working on a show, I'm working on a play, I'm working on a video, I'm working on this, I'm working on that, it's not reality. What you see on television is not reality, including the goddamn news, especially the goddamn news. Stop using that television, people, for crying out loud. That television is not a reliable source of information. And what you see on the Kim Kardashian show is not reality. This stuff is not real. But these people that watch it, they think that's real. They don't know any difference. Their parents didn't tell them, you know what? Could you get away from that goddamn television, please, and go do some homework or go outside and play? Now, I remember when I was a kid, we only had 5 channels, and that was it. ABC, CBS, NBC, you had a local channel, and PBS. That was it. That was it. And it went off late at night. It went off about, what, 12:30, 1 o'clock in the morning. Didn't come back on until like 5:30, 5 o'clock, when Jack LaLanne. I used to get up all the time when I was a kid. It was the only thing that was on television was Jack LaLanne. It was only one channel. I can't remember what channel it was. It didn't really matter. But even back then, 5 channels. Mom, no. You're not be watching television all day. But now we've got 480 freaking channels. That's all the kids do. You're either watching TV or playing some video game, or you're on your computer tweeting. How is that living? How is that living? Living on a tweet. Ugh. So she's in Hollywood trying to get the screenwriters. It's called propaganda. That's what the Nazis did. Yeah, I'm going to compare this administration to Nazis. Look, when you do Nazi-ish things, and let me go back here and re-explain myself. Nazis were socialists. Socialism, Nazism, it's all the same thing. You can call it any stupid name you want to. It brings tyranny. And yes, tyranny does trickle down. This is what I have called trickle-down tyranny. When you have an administration that is tyrannical, everybody else under them becomes little tyrants themselves. Monkey see, monkey do. It's just the way it is. If you walk into a room and everybody's happy, don't you automatically get a little bit happy even though you're in the dumps? You get at least a little bit happy? Or if you're in a really good mood and you wake up in the morning and you start reading the Drudge Report and you realize immediately that you're in a bad mood, which is what happens to me every morning? Well, that's how it works. Happiness brings happiness. Sadness brings sadness. Tyranny brings tyranny. It's just the way it is. Just the way it is. And propaganda. Propaganda is not legitimate. You have to be able to distinguish a difference between what is propaganda and what is actually fact and news. This is a good, they're doing everything they can to get people to sign up for this crap, and they can't find anybody. They don't want it. They've got more people promoting it than people are signing up for it. Well, now they want to get Hollywood involved. So all the youngins who, the only thing that they do is watch television, and they believe everything that they watch on television. So they're going to believe that Obamacare is great and wonderful, and it's affordable. It's affordable. 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 So they're going to sign up for it. But see, when they go on there and they find out that they can't afford it, they don't sign up for it. So go ahead and promote all that you want to there, Valerie. Go ahead. Be the propaganda minister. What was his name? Goebbels. You're Mrs. Goebbels. Valerie Goebbels. That's your name now. Valerie Goebbels. That's who you are, sweetheart. And that's what we're going to call you on this show from here on out. The propaganda minister, Valerie Goebbels. So here she is on this ridiculous television show. I think it was a .com show, so it was probably over the internet. But this is her. Go ahead.
And that's the cool thing. Like, you've been reaching out to people that are, you know, outside of the norm of what the president might work with. Who else are you working with, like celebrities, personalities, things like that?
You name it. That's part of why I'm in L.A. I'm meeting with writers of various TV shows and movies to try to get it into the scripts. We're talking to celebrities. We're talking to athletes because, obviously, they get injured a lot. And
how about talking to the American people?
We're going after.
Right.
And what they can say is, look, you never know when life is going to throw you a curveball.
Exactly.
You're walking down the street. You're a little clumsy. You trip. You fall. Where do you end up? Emergency room.
Right.
A couple grand.
Oh,
just to
shut
walk
up. Get her off. Get her off.
You can afford that.
No,
I really love the Mom Get her off. Campaign, too. That's like Jonah Hill's mom.
God almighty. I can't take anymore. There's more to this clip, but I can't take it. I'm done. Cannot put up with that anymore. Oh, you're walking down the street, you get clumsy, you're tripping, what happens? Yeah. Well, hopefully you fall and hit your head just right, and maybe you might knock the goddamn stupid out of you. Oh, God. Oh, I don't know if we're ever going to get through this day today, but we got to push on no matter how much it hurts, man. Let me tell you, the price of freedom, it's expensive, and no matter how much it hurts. And you heard me on this program, man. I had that Clinton flu for over a month. I was one sick individual, but did I give up? Hell friggin' no. I was on these airwaves every single day. I flat refused to give up. And I'm not ever going to give up. It's unfortunate. I know you've heard me talk about it. I know I sound like a broken record, but it's worth repeating. Freedom is just too goddamn important to just let go. Just too important to say, well, what can I do? Little old me, you know, it's just the government. Well, no. The government is us, actually. We are the government. We do still have the power. We still have the control. And we have it with the vote, but we're not using our power. We're not using it responsibly. We're actually worse than the politician. You can't blame the politician for being a politician. But we can blame us for not holding their feet to the fire and not getting rid of them. When we continue to vote in Nancy Pelosi, Harry Reid, over and over and over and over, after a while you have to question the people that are actually voting these people in. First of all, if you're going to vote for somebody as absolutely stupid as Nancy Pelosi, and she is dumb, I mean, that is one dumb woman. I mean, this woman is so dumb, she walks out into the forest and the goddamn trees get stupider. The woman is an idiot, a babbling idiot. She doesn't speak. She babbles. 2000. Remember that interview she had over there with David Gregory, which is another piece of work, trying to explain how what happened with the Obamacare. You couldn't keep your doctor and couldn't keep your plan, and she's out there defending it. But you can keep your plan if it wasn't enacted before 2000. She kept saying 2000. I don't know what the hell she's talking about, 2000. What do you mean 2000, sweetheart? You're babbling. Shut up. But now we have a new, we've got a new Nancy Pelosi now. He's out there disciplining those reporters who dare call it Obamacare. His name is Anus King. I think he's from Maine. That's right, I said Anus. His real name is Angus. But when you act like an anus, I'm going to call you an anus. You understand, Mr. King? You were acting like an anus, and I have the clip here to prove it. And here it is with Chris Wallace, which don't even get me started on this guy. This guy is weak. You want to talk about weak. This guy is pitiful. He has no business, just no business interviewing people. I don't watch him anymore. I can't. I can't watch pathetic people on TV anymore. I just can't. I can't stomach it. It's very difficult for me to watch these Sunday morning puke shows anymore. I'd love to. I would love to be able to watch these Sunday morning shows and actually get some information, but you don't get any information. You get nothing but dribble. So here's some more dribble. Go ahead with this cut now.
Two points, if I may, sir. One, then why is Harry Reid saying he's not going to allow a vote on the fixes? And two, speak directly and briefly, because we're about to run out of time, to Senator Barrasso's comment about the fact that a lot of doctors, a lot of hospitals are being excluded by what Obamacare is offering.
Now that's a big, you know, there's no such thing as Obamacare. You can't sign up for Obamacare. You sign up for an Anthem policy or an Aetna policy or a WellPoint policy. It's private insurance, and private insurance.
Really? Well, I seem to remember that Barack Obama, last time I checked, he was still the president. He shouldn't be. But unfortunately, he is. He called it Obamacare. Don't you remember during that last election? You don't remember that? And I think, wasn't it Mitt Romney that said Obamacare? And Obama said, yeah, I like that term, Obamacare. I think it was during a debate. And he called it Obamacare. It was okay for Obama to call it Obamacare, but Chris Wallace can't call it Obamacare. And no reporters can say it Obamacare to Nancy Pelosi. It's not Obamacare. It's affordable. Well, now they're saying it's Affordable Care Act. Because people don't want to buy it because it says Obama on it. And Obama doesn't even use it anymore. And he touted, he was saying, hey, yeah, I love it. I welcome that name, Obamacare. And he went on speech after speech after speech. He talked about Obamacare. He called it Obamacare. But now we can't call it Obamacare anymore because it doesn't work. And if it doesn't work, you can't put Obama's name on something that doesn't work. So something that doesn't work, you put another name on there that is completely opposite of what it is, affordable, and care, and it doesn't act. It just sits there and does absolutely nothing because the bill itself just can't work. The bill contradicts itself. The bill won't allow the bill to actually work. Not to mention how many executive orders, how many delays have been put on this thing. What's the point of popping all the champagne corks when nobody has to sign up? The mandate is gone. You don't have to do it anymore. But they've reached their goal. How did you reach your goal? You didn't reach your goal. You just pulled numbers out of your ass. I can do that too. That's easy. That's not a problem. I can do that. Hell, you should have come to me. I'd have charged you a hell of a lot less than what you're paying these other people. And I would have given you better numbers, too. Continuing on with this godforsaken Satoro care, Obamacare, affordable care, whatever you want to call it, I call it destruction. But this is Harry Reid. Now, this was just last week. This is Harry Reid now. On the Senate floor last week. And then we've got another clip of him exactly 1 month beforehand. Go ahead and play this first cut.
Mr. President, the junior senator from Wyoming has come to the floor several times recently.
Oh, yeah.
Talking about the fact that examples that he and other Republicans have given dealing with Obamacare, examples that they think are bad, I've called lies. Mr. President, that is simply untrue. I have never come to the floor, to my recollection, never said a word about any of the examples that Republicans have given regarding Obamacare and how it's not very good.
Wait a minute. He said Obamacare. He said it twice. No, Mr. Reid. It's not Obamacare. It's Affordable. Affordable Care Act. Affordable. It's okay for Harry Reid to call it Obamacare. You hear that, Mr. Anus King? Harry Reid, he called it Obamacare, and he's the majority leader in the Senate. Looks like you're going to have a little talk with him, a little sit-down. How about that? No, but he'll go on there, and he'll chastise old Chris Wallace. But he won't say anything to Harry Reid about it, will he?
Well, I didn't say anything bad about Obamacare, no. I always said it was great. I wouldn't say anything about the Republicans because, we do disagree politically, but, I believe in peace and love, and I would never say that those were lies. I would never say that. No, I would never say that.
Oh, really? You would never say anything like that, Mr. Reid? Well, this was 1 month earlier on the same Senate floor. Go. Or not.
You heard about the evils of Obamacare, about the lives it's ruining, and Republican stump speeches and an ads paid for by oil magnates, the Koch brothers. But in those tales, turned out to be just that, tales. Stories made up from whole cloth. Lies.
Lies!
The Republicans to grab headlines or make political advertising.
Yep, that's it. We're just out there to make political hay. We're just out there for some sound bites, Mr. Reid. Calling it was a lie. We all heard it. We all know it. And these people that go out there, no, I didn't lie. I didn't say that. Obama says you can keep your doctor, keep your plan, you can keep this, you can keep that. We're going to lower your premiums down $2,500 a freaking year. And then when it doesn't happen, I never said that. No. Even though we have countless hours of videotape of him saying that, period. And then you have that dingbat, Gillibrand, which, God almighty, unfortunately, she's my senator, which I won't call her my senator because my senator wouldn't say stupid stuff.
Well, the president should have been a little bit more specific.
Really? You can keep your doctor, period. You can keep your plan, period. How much more specific do you need, sweetheart? This is what pisses me off. I'm sick and tired of being lied to and then being lied that they never lied. My God. You lied. You know you lied. And then they come out and say, no, I didn't lie. Well, yeah, you did. I got all the evidence and I just proved that this man lied. But he's still going to go out there. No, I didn't say that. Well, yeah, you did. Here it is. This is you. They were lies. Made up out of whole cloth. You said that. It's right there. You can't deny it. Oh, no, I didn't say that. I never would say that. Oh, not to my recollection. What do you have? Are you senile? I've got to go ahead and say, yeah, you are a little bit. You got to be. Because if you can't tell that you said this and you can't remember what you said a month ago on the Senate floor, and it did make news. It was, that was played over and over and over again a bunch of times. And reporters did talk to you about it. So the chances that you don't remember saying that, Mr. Reid, is another lie. But see, they can do that. Because they've got a shame stream media that flat refuses to hold their feet to the fire because they're cowards. And if they say anything to them, they might lose their job. Or they'll never get an interview with them. Now, what the hell's the point? I mean, what the hell's the point? Who's working for who anymore? Who's representing the American people anymore? Well, I'll tell you who. It's people like us on Blog Talk Radio. We're the only people representing the American people now. I'm sorry, but it's true. all talk radio, whether it's over the airwaves or whether it's over Blog Talk Radio over the computer. We're the only people actually representing the American people. Our government isn't. We're not. Certainly the Democratic Party isn't. The Republican Party should, but do we have anybody? Well, we've got a few, but they don't get a chance to speak very much because all the bad ones, they're too busy speaking. John Boehner. John Boehner, I mean, I can't believe, Daryl Issa, my God, I never thought that you would break my heart the way you did, but you did. And I don't have any more respect for you. I mean, hey, look, I'm sure you're a nice guy, and if I met you, I'm sure we'd get along. We'd have great conversation. Share a couple of drinks, share some stories, have a good time. But that's not why you're in office. You're not in office to be my friend. You're in office to do my job. Because I can't get there myself, okay? That's why you're there, Mr. Issa. You understand? You're there to represent us, the American people. You're not there to represent yourself or your party. Forget about your party. Your party is irrelevant. Forget about the Republican Party. Forget about the Democratic Party. Forget parties. I hate parties. I've never liked parties anyway. Never been a party person. They're for corruption and corruption purposes only. Period. Period.
Oh, they were just lies from the Koch brothers, developed out of whole cloth. Oh, yeah. Oh, but I would never say that they were lies. I would never say anything about bad about Republicans. No, I would never say that. It's affordable. Affordable. Affordable.
All right, let's get into this now. Let's move on. About to lose my bacon and eggs this morning already. But there was a reporter... This was over the weekend, who dared, I mean the audacity of this reporter. I can't, I'm embarrassed. You're pathetic, reporter. How dare you go over there and ask the EPA chief a question? Why would you harass this woman, huh? Ah! Well, this woman would not want me to ask her questions. Ah, I tell you right now, this woman, she wouldn't answer my questions. She wouldn't do it. I would like to lock her into a room, tie her up into a chair, and not let her leave until she did answer my questions. But you can't do that, obviously. But that's the only way that you can actually physically get people to answer questions. I guess we have to waterboard people now in order to get people to talk. Is that what we have to do now? Do we got to resort to that? Huh? We got to resort to waterboarding people? These leaders, government officials, to come out and tell the truth to the American people? Is that what we have to do now? I mean, I don't know what the hell else. I mean, I'm at a loss. Trying to reason with these people isn't working. I don't know how much more civil these reporters can actually be to these people. All we want are answers. Why can't we get answers? Well, because they're going to have to actually tell the truth, and then they will expose themselves, and they don't want to do that. Plus, it's just the American people. I mean, these are the peasants. They're the subjects. What the hell does their opinion matter? They didn't win an election. Ah! Who the hell are all these subjects? And now they think that they can go up and ask the EPA Nazi a question? Oh, that's you could get thrown in jail for that. Well, he damn near did. Imagine that, asking a question. And you get arrested by police. You have to be removed from society because you are a threat to that society for asking the EPA Nazi a question. And have you seen this woman? I mean, this woman just even looks mean. Just look at her. I don't like her eyes. You can tell everything you need to tell about a woman just right by them eyeballs. You look a woman in the eyes, you can see everything you need to see just in their eyes. And Valerie Jarrett, you have beady eyes. Trust, beady eyes are soft-spoken people. You don't do it. Harry Reid, you're a soft talker. Untrustworthy. You're disingenuous and you're phony. Disingenuous and phony people speak soft like that.
oh, I believe in peace and love, and I would never say anything like that. No, see, because I'm nice. I believe in peace. I believe in love, and I just don't like confrontation, and I just want everybody to be happy.
That's phony. That's disingenuous. That makes me puke. I can't stand people like that. Can't stand people with beady eyes either. They're disingenuous, they're phony, and they lie to you. I hate lies. Yeah, I know we're all humans and we all lie, but it's the amount of lies and the kind of lies and when you tell the lie and who you're telling the lie to. That is the problem. So a reporter, the story goes on, was detained by Capitol Hill police for trying to ask a question to the EPA administrator, Gina McCarthy. This woman is a piece of work. You don't know who she is? Gina, G-I-N-A, McCarthy, M-C-C-A-R-T-H-Y. Get on YouTube. Don't just take my stupid word for it. Get on YouTube. Investigate this woman. Find out what she's really all about. She's a piece of work, a real piece of work. And you know about the EPA. And if you don't know about the EPA, then again, get on there, go somewhere, read, investigate, find out what the hell's going on. Look, EPA, you get a clipboard and a test tube. You do not get a badge, and you do not get a gun. You make recommendations. You do not make policy. You do not make arrests. And yeah, I'm not afraid to say it. I will not comply with the EPA. As far as I'm concerned, that is not a legitimate law enforcement agency. I do not have to comply with it, and I will not comply with these people. And neither should you. This is not a legitimate, they do not make policy. How can the EPA, they're there to make recommendations. Well, we got dirty water over here, we need to clean it. Okay, well, how do we clean it? Well, we don't know, it's your job, you clean it. But if you don't clean it, well, then we're going to fine you and we're going to shut you down. And if you give us any grief, we're going to remove you from society, throw you in jail. Are you going to sit here and tell me that these people aren't Nazis? Maybe you need to study the Nazi regime so you know what Nazis are. They're tyrants. That's what Nazi is. Nazi means National Socialist Party. That's what Nazi stands for. Nazism is tyranny. Tyranny is Nazism. Put any other kind of ism on there you want to. You can call it this. You can call it that. You can sugarcoat it all the hell you want to. You can make up your own stupid names if you want to, but it boils down to the X's and O's that tyranny is Nazism. Nazism is tyranny. Tyranny, 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 period. Period. Is that specific enough for you there, Miss Gillibrand? Which is another piece of work, by the way.
Oh, she's another one. Oh, I just love peace and love. And oh, she smiles. And oh, peace and love.
Great. There goes my bacon and eggs. I've tried to keep it in all day. Tried to keep it in all morning, but no. There it goes. Great. So Bloomberg. Energy reporter Ari Natter tweeted. Oh, God, here we go with the tweets again. You got to get them tweets. Tweet, tweet, tweet. Enough tweets already, people, please. Look, when Putin gets the keys of the internet, I just hope that the first site that he shuts down is that stupid Twitter, whatever the hell it is. Get people to actually have conversations with people and stuff that stupid Twitter. I am being detained, he tweets, by Capitol Police for trying to ask EPA Gina a question after her remarks. Well, you can't do that. What's the matter with this guy asking questions? Come on, you jerk. Natter was detained while covering the American Council on Renewable Energy Conference, where McCarthy spoke. Well, she doesn't really speak. I wouldn't call it speaking. We're not going to get into that. We're going to move on. I might get myself in trouble. Also speaking at the conference was Rhode Island Democratic Senator Sheldon Whitehouse, a staunch supporter of green energy. What green energy? Green energy doesn't work yet. There's nothing wrong with the idea of using windmills and all this other stuff that we don't have to use fossil fuels for. Who really has a problem with it? Nobody. But the problem is the technology's not there yet. We're not ready to transfer from fossil fuels to green energy. It would be nice. Okay, fine. But we're not ready yet. But they're doing it anyway. The EPA says, no, you can't get any more coal. Well, how am I gonna drive my Prius if I can't get any electricity? Well, it's not our problem. But we're going to have a clean environment. Polar bears are going to make a comeback. Well, the polar bears have been making a comeback for a long time. Polar bears ain't going nowhere, and they never were. And, yeah, polar bears do drown and die every year. It's just the way it is. It has nothing to do with the climate. It has nothing to do with the temperature. It just has to do with them, nature. They just got caught into a place where they couldn't get back. Look, animals die from just life. Human beings die from just life. Things happen. Whales die for no weird reasons. Things happen. We have to accept that. We can't always blame the Republicans for everything. We have to just simply accept the fact that planet Earth is planet Earth. Life is life. There are no rules in life. It just is what it is. All we can do is the best that we can do, and hopefully we live a long life. And if not, there's nothing we can do. What are you going to do about it? Huh? So McCarthy spoke about renewable energy issues, including the EPA's proposal to cut back the amount of ethanol refiners.
Oh, God almighty.
Required to blend into gasoline annually to avoid economic calamity. No, you want to avoid economic calamity? Dismantle the EPA. There you go. Every single one of their policies, I wouldn't call them recommendations because they're not recommendations. They're actual policies, and we have to follow them. We have to now use a toxic, baby-killing, mercury-laden light bulb. Because the regular light bulb, I guess, was killing, I don't know, the planet? How a light bulb has been killing the planet, I don't know. I don't get it. I don't understand it. Well, because it used electricity. So does your Prius. Yeah, but. It's where you have your brain, in your butt. She also talked about the Obama administration's view that the energy and environmental policy go hand in hand. The energy issues and the environmental issues we're facing today are really two sides of the same coin. Natter was eventually let go after police checked with their superiors. I've got to do a background check on this reporter. They did. They ran a background check on the reporter. Can you believe this? For asking a question. Imagine that. Asking a question. A question. Isn't that our job? Is to question our leaders every day? Yeah, it is. That is your job. I'm sorry. I know it sucks. I know Kim Kardashian is so entertaining, but you're going to have to actually turn that frickin' television off once in a while, and you're going to have to ask your leader some questions. And it's okay. That's your job. That is your job. That's your responsibility. That's your obligation. That is your duty as a citizen to challenge your leaders every single day. It's the only thing that we have. The only thing that we have. And we're not using it. We have the vote. Do we use that properly? No, we haven't used our vote properly in years. Last time we used our vote properly, Ronald Reagan. That was it. And once we got Reagan, I still believe, I'm a firm believer, that where our country really took a slide was after Reagan, we figured, hey, we got Joe Conservative in here. We've got a Constitution. We fought in several wars to keep our freedom. We've got Mr. Conservative in here. What the hell do we need to pay attention to our government for? I got a boat. I got a nice job. I got a wonderful house and a family. I go on vacations. I have fun. What the hell do I got to pay attention to all this stuff in the government for? Well, this is why. This is why. because where we are right now is why you have to pay attention. Well, now we're awake. Now we woke up and realized, ho, whoa, hey, whoa, ho, whoa, whoa, slow old silver down, Kemosabe. What the hell just happened? Well, now we've got a lot of work to do. I know it sucks. It does. But we have work to do, and it's okay. You know what? Fighting for freedom, you know what it costs you? Using your brain, studying, making sure that, and talking to people. Say, no, 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 you can't do that to me. That's not, that's, you're violating my freedom. No, no, no. Fighting for freedom only costs you time. That's it. And you know what? You don't get hurt. Doesn't hurt at all. You feel no pain. No pus oozes out of your pores. Your bones don't break. Nothing. Nothing. It's a wonderful thing. Unbelievable. So then he tweets again. Not the first time I have been threatened with an arrest for doing my job as a reporter, and probably not the last either. Well, good for you. We need people like you. We also need people like Kobe Bryant, which we're going to get into this story right now. We need people like this that are come out here. And they're going to say things. They're going to do things. I don't know anything about this reporter. Know nothing about him. Ari Nader, never heard of him. Don't know. Don't care. But when you do something good, hey, you need to be complimented. When you do something bad, you need to be reprimanded. That's just the way it is. On this show, I cover the good and I cover the bad. Unfortunately, there's more bad to cover than there is good. But when we do get something good, we're going to cover it. So this is Kobe Bryant. And Kobe writes, a reason for not wearing a hoodie for Trayvon Martin. I mean, all right, I need a shot of grog. Hold on. I don't think there's enough grog in the day today. But that's all right. We're going to make it. We're moving right along, and we're covering some ground. But because Kobe Bryant didn't wear a stupid hoodie, which I don't wear hoodies either. I don't like them. So what does that mean now? Well, I'm white. I don't like hoodies. Obviously, I got to be a racist, right? Well, you got to give me some credit because I'm complimenting Kobe Bryant. Isn't he black? Yeah, but he's only half black, so you only get half credit. Oh. Well, I suppose half credit's better than no credit. I don't care what your stupid color is, Mr. Bryant. I only care what you said. And what you said was good. And people need to take they need to take note of what you did. They need to learn a lesson. There's a lot of lessons in here. It's okay to think for yourself. Regardless of your skin color, regardless of your party, regardless of your status, regardless of your friends. And if your friends are going to hate you because you believe in truth, they're not your friends. There's a lesson in here with Mr. Bryant. You can hate Mr. Bryant. You can hate his guts. You can hate his basketball play. You can hate his person. You can hate everything about him. But what you can't hate and much, what you must respect is what he said. He spoke from himself. He spoke for himself. Regardless of his color. Regardless of his party. Regardless of his status in society. This is what I respect. I respect people like this. Regardless of their age, their sex, their color, their party, their this and that, they speak for themselves. Well, that's me. That's what I do. I don't speak for a party. I hate parties. So here's what Mr. Bryant said. And I quote, I won't react to something just because I'm supposed to, because I'm an African American. That argument doesn't make any sense to me. Well, it doesn't make any sense to me either, Mr. Bryant. And I'm glad finally somebody came out here and is finally saying the truth. So he goes on. So we want to advance as a society and a culture, but say if something happens to an African American, we immediately come to his defense. Which he's making a point. And same with the white people. Just because a black guy hits a white guy doesn't mean that the white guy didn't deserve it. So now we got to split camps. The white people go over here, and the black people go over here, and we both just start sending tweets to each other. He continues. Yet you walk, or yet you want to talk about how far we've progressed as a society. Well, we've progressed as a society, then don't jump to somebody's defense just because they're African American. You sit and you listen to the facts, just like you would in any other situation, right? So I won't assert myself. Good for you, Mr. Bryant. Damn. Again, I wish this guy was here right now. I'd love to shake this guy's hand for saying this. These are beautiful words right here. This says a lot right here. And you don't have to be black to get what this man says. This isn't about color. This is what I love about this. This has nothing to do with color. This story has absolutely nothing to do with skin color. Nothing to do with race. Nothing to do with any of that. This has to do with speaking your mind, not your parents' mind, not your college professor's mind, not your coach's mind, not your friend's mind, not your party's mind, not your color's mind. Your mind. You do have a mind. It's yours. Use it. This guy's not afraid to use it. And he stood up and he said it. And, of course, everybody's now got to get on Twitter. Again, to Twitter. And they got to chastise the gal. Now all the black people are going to hate this guy because he comes out here and says he wouldn't wear a stupid hoodie for Trayvon Martin. Well, I'm not going to relitigate that whole freaking case again. But my personal opinion on that whole matter, and I studied as much as I could about it. Personally, I think they were both the perpetrator and both the victim. It just happened that one of them died because one of them had a gun and the other one didn't. There's a lot of lessons to learn in that if you actually pay attention. But if you're going to just see things along color lines, well, you're not going to see anything. You're not going to see anything that happened with it. Well, it seems to me that Kobe Bryant, he saw it. He saw beyond the color lines. He saw what actually happened. Very smart thing to say. Beautiful words, Mr. Bryant. I got to give you kudos. I got to do it. Never been a fan of yours, not because I didn't like you, but because I didn't know anything about you. Well, now you just got a fan. You just got another fan. I know you lost a whole bunch of them because, you know, you're not black enough now. Whatever the hell that's supposed to mean. Every time I hear that stupid thing, I just like, what the frig are you talking about? Well, you're not white enough. Well, you're not black enough. Well, you're not yellow enough. Well, you're not red enough. Well, you're not this enough. Well, you're not that enough. How about just being me? Can I just be me? Do I have to be a certain color? Can I just be me? Can I have my own friggin' thoughts? Huh? Can I do that? Can I think for myself? Look, there's a lot of things that my conservatives do that I don't. I flat refuse to do. And there's a lot of things that I do that my conservatives flat refuse to do. That goes against all their principles. But what does that mean, conservative principles? I mean, what does that even mean? Where are all these guidelines that you have to follow these guidelines? How about follow your own guidelines? How about that? Why can't people do that? Why can't people follow their own guidelines? Why can't you come up with your own opinions, your own decisions? We can't do that anymore. Because if we do, then that means we're going to have to be held accountable and responsible for those decisions, and we can't do that. Because if something happens, that means, well, we're going to have to pay for it. So if we're not responsible for it, then we can't get any blame. Just blame George Bush. We'll blame the Republicans. We'll blame Sarah Palin and Rush Limbaugh and Mark Levin and Sean Hannity. I'm getting sick and tired of hearing those names in the media blaming people. I mean, we can come up with somebody else we can blame once in a while. Now, here's the person that you need to blame. But every time you got a problem, here's what you do. You go into the bathroom and you look in that mirror. You got a complication? You go right there in that mirror, and you look at it. You stare at it, and you look that person square in the frickin' eyeballs. That's your problem. You want to fix the problem? Well, you talk to that person in the mirror, because that's the only person that can fix the problem. Your party's not going to fix it. Your government's not going to fix it. Your friends aren't going to fix it. Your stupid college professors aren't going to fix it, because they're idiots. And the overwhelming vast majority of these boneheads that are in as a college professor are only college professors because they can't get a job anywhere else. And yet you believe everything that they say. Well, they got a piece of paper with their name on it. Damn it, they're smart. And they hate Republicans and they hate that Tea Party. Arr! Yeah, I know. Tea Party is fighting for freedom for everybody. Not just the rich white people. Not just the males. Can't have them women in there, though. penile challenge creatures. We can't have them. Even though the Tea Party makes up, what, 55-60% of the Tea Party are women? But there's this big giant war on women. Because we hate them. I hate them. Just flat hate them. Hate black people? Hate them. Homosexuals? Hate them. And the Asians? Hate them, too. Oh, God. Can't deal with them. American Indian? Hate them. Hate them. Hate them. Hate them. Hate them. If you're not rich and you're not white, we hate you. And you must be a male, too. I don't know. All the tea parties that I've been to, I've never seen any of that. So I don't know where this stuff is coming from, other than their ass. Because they know it's not true. They want it to be true so people will support them, but it's not true. And they'll get their support. Look, if you're a liberal, you're blind. You cannot be a liberal and be clairvoyant. You can't. It's impossible. Don't argue with me because I don't want to hear it. All right, we've got just a few minutes left. I don't know how much more we can get in today. I do want to thank my good friend Vito Esposito. Make sure you check out his show now. Vito Esposito, Radio Jihad, the Mamma Mia No Sharia show. You get on there, here's what you do. You know how to get on Blog Talk Radio. Don't tell me that you don't, because I know that you do, because you're listening to this program. So instead of typing in The Capped, which is my show, you type in Radio-Jihad. You learn everything you need to know. And there's a lot to know about what's happening in the Muslim culture here today. There's some scary stuff going on. What's happening in England right now? Take a look at what's happening in England right now. Go ahead and get on the Internet. Go ahead and go to the library. Do some reading. Do some investigating and find out what the hell is going on there in England. Will you think for one second that what's going on there in Europe can't just hop the pond and come here? Well, let me tell you something. It's already here. Pay attention, people. This stuff is here. This isn't hyperbole. I'm sorry. It's not. I'm not just pulling this stuff out of thin air. This stuff is real. It's real. So I thank you, Vito, for listening here today, and I thank everyone out there who archived this and are listening, and I thank you for listening all the time. This audience is growing bigger and bigger every day, and that's thanks to you, and I appreciate it. And I'm going to do everything I can to continue bringing on the stuff that I want to talk about, the stuff that is affecting the American people. That's what I want to talk about. How is this stuff affecting the American people? What is it doing to the American people? And what do we got to do to get it back? Well, I'll tell you what we got to do. We got to start using our heads and start thinking. We got to vet and then vote. It's just simple responsibility. That's all I'm asking for. And I don't think that's too much to ask. So, I'm going to have to pull this ship back into port, and we will see you back here tomorrow morning at 10. Goodbye.
Go find a network, won't they treat me right? Y'all can take the change and stick it out of sight. Don't tread on me. Don't you tread on me. Hey, are you ready for some good news? We're gonna take back our country. Well, it used to be easy to get a place, build a house. Now the EPA said no, that's the home of the blue mouse. Don't tread on me. Don't you tread on me. We're gonna use some common sense and we're gonna take back our country. Well, they've beaten to death that whole race horse. This politically correct thing has run its course. Don't tread on me. Don't you tread on me. Hey, are you ready for some
horses from chewing them things.
Why don't you mind your own business?
That's good advice.
And mind your own business.
Dad got it right.
But if you mind your business, then you won't be minding mine.
Every sign says for sale, for lease. Price reduced. Make an offer, please. Don't tread on me. Don't you tread on me. Hey, are you ready for some good news? We're gonna take back our country. There's no way today we could build Boulder Dam. There'd be way too many government permit scams. Don't tread on me. Don't you tread on me. Hey, are you ready for the good news? We're gonna take back this country. Hey, Barack, pack your bags, head to Chicago. Take your teleprompter with you so you'll know where to go.
Don't move it on.